My guest today is Carissa Scheel. She's a member of the Prairie Hills 4-H Club here at Jerall Buffalo County Achievement Days. She's completing 11 years in 4-H, which means this is the last go-round, Carissa. And so let's go back a little bit. What got you started in 4-H?
I've been in 4-H since I was 8 years old. My mom is our county agent for Jerall Buffalo County, so 4-H has always been a part of me, I guess. I started showing sheep when I was 4, so I've been in the livestock industry for as long as I can remember. And just being in 4-H was always something I wanted to do, and when I was 8 years old, I finally got to do it.
And one of the projects you did this year had to do with veterans. Tell us about that.
Yes. So one of my projects this year for my senior defense day was a veterans project of interviewing veterans around my hometown and community and being able to record their stories and then giving them a thumb drive with their recording back on them and letting them share it with the people they wanted to share it with, since not many veterans will talk about it with their families. So it's something as a keepsake that they can pass on to their families.
And how did you get involved with that?
I actually started with Veterans Projects my freshman year. I started with made freezer meals through our FCCLA organization and gave those to veterans throughout the year, different times of the month. So just being able to build on those projects and being able to use this as my final Veterans Project.
And I understand you also got to escort a veteran on the veterans flight, the honor flight to D.C. Tell us about that.
Yes, so that was my project last year through FCCLA. That was more of my favorite project, I guess, but I really enjoyed this one this year, too. I raised $96,000 for the Midwest Honor Flight, Elsie's Honors Flight is what it was called, and being able to do that, they offered me a position as a guardian on the Honor Flight, so I got to guardian a veteran out of Hitchcock on that flight, and it's just a day trip last May, and it was really humbling just to see how they reacted to the different memorials in Washington, D.C. that none of those veterans had ever seen before.
And Carissa, what are some of the other projects you have here at your final achievement days?
Yes, so on Monday I showed 2 goats and 5 sheep. And then today I have my veterans project portfolio from my senior defense project. I also bake some cookies and I have a floriculture arrangement.
What's a floriculture arrangement?
So it is a flower arrangement that I did in foam. It's called the Hogarth shape. It's a one-sided arrangement with a curve to it, so it's your non-traditional arrangement.
Sounds interesting. And how did you do with it?
I got a purple on it.
And you're also doing some livestock showing, too. Tell us about that.
Yes, I showed 2 goats and 5 sheep on Monday. It was kind of humbling to be my last year showing livestock at Achievement Days, but it was also a lot of fun.
Carissa, what gets you excited about Achievement Days?
I think just hanging out with my friends and getting to catch up. Also just getting to see the younger youth being involved in Achievement Days and 4-H projects and watching them grow throughout their 4-H years.
And a final question, if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell someone that they should really join 4-H because of all of the personal connections you make throughout your 4-H experience and all the different opportunities that it gives you.
Well, Carissa Scheel, I just want to let you know it's been a pleasure to watch you grow in 4-H and to visit with you over the years. What's next for you?
This fall, or the end of this month, I will be heading to NDSU studying animal science pre-vet.
And Carissa Scheel joins us here for one final time at Jerall Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days.